Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team, flipping snippets from the show and they saluting the name. The underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Praise voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh, Pittsburgh Patrick, let go teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, sell a bag. Take aim at a lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay them, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Smash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Where the real is at? Yeah, that's right, man. Shout out to homie Exit Only. You know what I'm saying, for that dope intro. It's episode 375, man. And I tell you what, the contrast of guests is two totally different spectrums, and that's what I like about what we're doing because, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go from one side of the horizon to the other. You know what I'm saying? First up, you know, we're going to bring on the homie Fame Fail of Chinaman Records pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? Him and Chinaman, the homie Monte Cristo, They're going around doing dope shows. They're doing all kinds of different things right now. You know what I'm saying, with the Lynch Mob. They just dropped a Breaking Glass Ceilings compilation. Chinaman Records available now worldwide, everywhere online. It's real dope. We're going to chop it up with him in a few. Then after that, we got, you know what I'm saying, the group, the Suicide Pack. So, you know, we're going to be going from partying and living it up and whatnot to jumping off a building and killing ourselves. Now, hopefully that won't happen, but Suicide Pack will be in the building if they live long enough. What's up, Pittsburgh Patrick? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, bro. What's up with you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a little under the weather. I'm sick. My co-host, Mac, he's feeling a little under the weather. He's not here tonight. We're going to have a dope show, man. We got, like I was saying, we got Fame Fail first, Chinaman Records, then followed by Suicide Pack, you know what I'm saying, which is a group, you know what I'm saying, I believe out of Utah, if I'm not mistaken. So we're going from Florida to Utah, you know, two different styles of music. It's going to be a dope show. We got all kinds of tracks on deck, you know what I'm saying. But, man, let's bring on our first guest tonight. This is the homie Fame Fail of Chinaman Records, you know what I'm saying. He's been on the show before. He's definitely not a stranger to the show. How you doing, Fame?
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? Same Fail from Chinaman Records.
Chinaman Records in the house, man. Welcome back to the show. Man, how you been? You been good?
Yeah, man, we've been real busy, you know what I mean, doing a lot of different things on the road and stuff. So it's been a real busy past month and everything.
Yeah, you guys are relentless with it. You don't stop. You got your foot on the gas constantly. And you're humble as hell, man. You guys are all real humble people, laid back. You know what I'm saying? We just had the homie Monte Cristo on about a week ago. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are on this Breaking Ceilings compilation breaking glass ceilings. Worldwide release, man. What does it feel to be on a release like this with all these legends and all these up-and-coming guys?
You know what I mean? Being a young artist and coming up with all these legends on the same compilation and just being around them and getting game and learning the, you know what I mean, where the roots of this hip-hop really came from, you know what I mean? Learning, just being around them, just soaking in all the game, you know what I mean? I'm blessed every day, you know what I mean? I thank God every day to be around the people I am and learning the things that I am. So it's really an honor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. And, you know, 30 years ago, 30-plus years ago, Fresh Kid Ice was doing the same thing that he's doing now independently, just like breaking glass ceilings. And I love the fact that all these artists, they're not only, a mixture of legends and pioneers mixed with young up-and-coming talent, but they're from all over the place. You know what I'm saying? That's how you build connections and build bridges. Are you going to be going on the road pretty soon and doing some shows?
I've been able to be around a few of them so far, but I'm definitely looking forward to, you know what I mean, connecting with a few more. And with it being so many different people on the compilation, as you say, it's building bridges and connection, and that's what it's really about. But, you know, we got this show coming up here first. It's March 25th, you know, that's the 2017 Spring Fling. That's where we're all going to be, you know, Fresh Kid Ice, Lynch Mob, JT Money, Gucci Crew 2, the whole Chinaman Records, you know what I mean, and a few more. So that's going to be the first stop. And I know that Texas is after that, and we got a few more stops on the road. So I know we're definitely got a few more shows coming.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Lynch Mob. We had them on the show, too, recently. These guys, you know, they got such rich history in the West Coast and stuff like that. And what's it like for you, you know what I'm saying, as a part of the younger generation to come up and basically get all this knowledge and stuff passed down to you from these guys that have been through it already? Because you're in a good spot.
You know what I mean? Right, and even being when we last went down to Detroit, I got to be meet, you know, Three and Chili Chill, and they were real great people, and I've got to, you know what I mean, just being around them alone, I've learned a lot, and it's an honor, again, to be around legends like that and get the game that I'm getting from them.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. But your story starts, you know what I'm saying, it starts a while back. Weren't you producing and making beats as well?
Right, so I pretty much, how I really started getting into this music and getting around artists, and when I started out 14, 15, you know, I mean, I had all the equipment and was making beats, and I used to just have all the artists over to the house, you know what I mean, kick it, record, you know what I mean, the same thing we're doing now, just at a different level. But I've produced basically my album and everything that I'm doing now, I'm able to self-produce, and being able to produce your own music is really a great thing, because then you can create what you know what I mean, create your own sound and be completely original.
Yeah, and you know, you can crank out as much music as you want. I mean, your archive of music, you could have a vault like Tupac. I mean, just, you know, hundreds of tracks. Do you have a lot of stuff put away that you haven't put out yet that hasn't really seen the light of day?
I mean, there's tons and tons of beats. I probably have a hard drive with 1,000 or so beats on it just sitting, you know what I mean? I listen to them and I write, and I have journals and journals, you know what I mean? I'm an artist, and at the end of the day, I love writing and I love producing and I love collaborating, and I'm just all around music guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a little break. We're going to give them a sample of what you do. We're going to give them one of these tracks. You know what I'm saying? Which one is on the Breaking Glass Ceilings?
The new one that's on Breaking Glass Ceilings is Live It Up, featuring Nate, and That's also available on all digital outlets now, since that's on Breaking Glass Ceilings from Chinaman Records.
Here we go. We'll be right back with Fame Failure, then later on followed by Suicide Pack. Don't go nowhere.
Live it up, got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up. It's going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up.
Hey yo, I need a vacation, somewhere on the beach getting wasted. No problems in the world, no fakish. Man, I got a dream, now one day we gon' make it. Bright lights in my city at a hypo. I got my flight zone, kicking it when the mic's on. I set the right tone, spitting, yeah, my sight's grown. I say the sky's the limit, ride for a minute, we can vibe for a minute. I'm living life right now, so I'm fine for a minute. So baby, let's go, I said baby, let's roll. Take it all around the globe.
It's going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up. It's going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cup with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up.
Tonight I'ma live it up, tonight I'ma live it up. Pop a few bottles, maybe roll a few up. If you ain't got a drink, better pour a little up. It don't matter what the price is, we gon' spend it all. Living life to the fullest right now. I swear my life is like a movie right now. Chilling in the club with some groupies right now. When they all going crazy trying to do me right now. We in the VIP until I D.I.E. But what you knowing about that like it's T.I.P. Throw stacks on stacks like a B.I.G. Watch it get silly like V.I.C. Cause every time we hit the spot we be going in. Don't matter if it's the weekday or weekend. We party till the A.M. No switching up. You wanna live once, so
it's going down, down, down. Tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles. Tonight we gon' live it up. It's going down, down, down. Tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles. Tonight we gon' live it up.
It's going down, down, down. All my ladies in the spot, put your hands in the air if you're living it up.
It's going down, down, down. Going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up. It's going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up. It's going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up. It's going down, 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 tonight I'ma live it up. Got drink in my cup, in the cut with the models. Let's pop a few bottles, tonight we gon' live it up.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. That's Fame Failure right here, Chinaman Records, off the Breaking Glass Ceilings compilation, Live It Up. Now, let's get some radio play in it. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm here. Yeah, it's on a few stations right now down here locally where I'm at in Southwest Florida there. They're playing it on 105.5, which is a clear channel station, and then a few, you know, I mean, I got a bunch of the online stations showing love as well. And I'm very appreciative to anybody who's supporting the record right now.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I was going to say that has to make you feel good, knowing that it's getting out there, people are actually playing it and getting behind it. You know what I'm saying? Record pools, I imagine, are fucking with it too, right?
Yeah, online is really messing with it digitally, and then, you know, I mean, you got it on, of course, Breaking Glass Ceilings, and that in the matter of 2 months was, you know, I mean, across the world and Europe and Asia and Japan and just all over the place. It spread really quickly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. And that's a good thing, man, because now you're known in other places and other markets, different countries. You know, broaden your horizons, you can pretty much go anywhere. You guys planning doing something overseas?
You know, I hope that eventually we can do something overseas and get into. I know that Fresh did a lot of stuff back in the day overseas, and I'd love to do something overseas one day for sure. So I definitely do hope that we can get into some overseas tours.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys would tear it up overseas. Ask Fresh Cadets about Japan. I heard about them shows.
I read a little bit about that and stuff with JT and all. I was like, damn.
JT Money, man. Fresh Cadets. JT Money, he's also on the compilation, too. I mean, that's dope. That's dope. You guys got a great project out there. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you got your solo stuff coming in. What can we look forward to from you as far as your solo projects?
Right, so definitely this year, you know, you can check out my, it's basically the debut album from Saint Fail on Chinaman Records. It's going to be coming a little bit later this year. It's got a lot of new music from Fame Sayella on it, and a song produced by myself, and it's got a lot of dope collaborations on it as well. So you can definitely look forward to that. And in the meantime, I'll be dropping the Something Different Volume 2, which is a mixtape all about 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. It's all inspired by samples from R&B to pop. It's all old school sampled mixtape.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah, I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that, man, because there's so much great music from all those, you know what I'm saying, decades. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what you do with it, you know what I'm saying, creativity-wise. I imagine it's going to be phenomenal. We got a caller here. This is the homie. Oh, this is the homie Exit. Oh, this is the man on the intro. How you doing, Exit?
Oh, it's good, Sam. What's going on with you? What's going on with your Live Fame, man? Love what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Your work is evident.
I really appreciate that, man. And even the intro alone, I was rocking with that, and I'd love to hear some more music as well.
Oh, man, most definitely. But me and Monty, you know what I'm saying, we're supposed to actually hook up and do some conversation, man. So I'm hoping to actually get a chance to do some work with you in the future.
Well, good stuff, man. Well, I really appreciate that, and salute, man. It's all love.
Hey, right back at to you, brother.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about, man, making connections, and that's what the Breaking Glass Ceilings is all about, too, because, you know what I'm saying, you guys, like I said, got music on there from everywhere. What about, you know what I'm saying, your solo album? You said you're going to have different collaborations and stuff. Is, like, Chinaman going to be on there and JT Money, or?
I mean, I don't really want to say some things too soon, but I can definitely say that Fresh will be a part of the the album for sure. So there's definitely some stuff in the works that's going to be coming out. And, you know, I mean, most of the music that I make, I like to run by Fresh. And, you know, I mean, he's a great mentor, and everything that I do, I like to run by him to make sure it's 100%. And you know what I mean? All the music,
yeah.
We got to keep good music going. You know, we got to keep,
even from back
in the day, you know, all the good music. That's why I like to use that as inspiration, because we got to keep good music alive.
Yeah.
So true.
Oh, definitely. He's right, man. He's 100% right. And yeah, Chris, hell of a mentor to have, man. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't ask for somebody with any more experience. Like I said before, the man helped pioneer two coasts, you know, so, and he's from a different coast, you know what I'm saying? He came from
right.
New York, pioneered the West, then he helped pioneer the South. I mean, phenomenal. Shout out to Fresh Kid Ice. Shout out to all the Chinaman Records. Drill them out, you know what I'm saying? Boy Dirty, the homie Monte Cristo, Red Team. You guys got a good structure over there, a good unit, a lot of good people, man. What would you say best describes Chinaman Records for people that haven't really, you know, heard you guys yet?
You know, I mean, what best describes Chinaman Records, we're a family at the end of the day, and we're all about making good music, and we're all about collaborating, about keeping the old school and real hip-hop alive, you know what I mean? trying to keep the mumble rappers out of the game from Monty too, and all this stuff that's going on in the industry now. We, you know what I mean? We're trying to keep that real sound and everything hip hop alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And shout out to the whole camp as well. You know what I mean? They play a major role in helping me in my music as well. And it's a family on this side, you know.
Yeah, that's the way it should be too. What part of Florida are you from? Are you from Miami, or are you from somewhere else in Florida?
I'm actually down here in Southwest Florida. It's Cape Coral and Fort Myers area.
Oh, okay, okay. What was it like growing up there? Is there a big hip hop scene over there?
I mean, Cape is a small town, so they didn't really have too much of a hip-hop scene here. I mean, when I was younger, I was around a lot of older people, so I was able to go to the hip-hop shows. And, you know what I mean, when they had the radio stations doing an event, I was able to go. But, you know what I mean, for us, it was mainly open mics and things like that that helped us to, you know what I mean, really get out there for being from such a small area.
Yeah. So you guys had to work extra hard to get, you know, some type of recognition and people to notice you pretty much.
Right. I mean, I literally had to go out and become my own DJ and host my own events to be able to run open mics for other artists, you know what I mean? Things like that, to be able to generate a buzz and bring out a fan base and so on, you know what I mean? Create my own lane, basically, by throwing the events.
Wow.
And being the DJ, or, you know what I mean? A lot of people weren't showing love at first, so I learned to spin, and I was in the club spinning my own music.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is, man, you're not a very old guy. You know, you're a young guy still, and you were able to not only hook up with Fresh Kid Ice and Chinaman Records, but pretty much help, you know, put your scene on the map and make it accessible to where people can do different things. I commend you for that, man. A lot of people don't open the doors. They just try to open the door for themselves, and they go through it and they forget about everyone else, man. But I commend you for being able to create platforms for others to do what they do as well, man. Real talk. You know,
well, I appreciate that. And it's all love to the Murder Master Music Show and everybody a part of it as well. So I appreciate y'all always showing love.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to another track, then we're going to come back and chop it up some more. You know what I'm saying? We got this one here a long time coming, man. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and kind of intro the track for us, bro?
You know what I mean? Long time coming. It's a self-title itself. It's really been a long time coming for me. So this song's for anybody who's, you know what I mean, dedicated themselves to whatever they want to do in their life. So if you work hard, anything can happen. So just know it's been a long time coming.
That's what's up, man. We'll be right back. More Fame Fail followed by Suicide Pack. Don't go nowhere. Long time coming.
Hoping after I'm gone, I'll still know my life. Dedicated to this music, real hip hop. TikTok. I'ma go and prove myself now. Just watch FAME, Faye Yella headed to the top. Time to make records in the booth, now this shit hot. Welcome to my kingdom, I am the imperial. I've been creating this music my whole life. Don't gotta talk about violence or hoes to earn stripes. I burn mics and split in the flame, I deserve rights. Put my soul in this music, make them turn in the grave twice. I was reaching for the top, from the bottom. Turn nothing into something and now I'm grateful. These haters used to tell me I would never be shit, but now my whole team meeting in my playful. This is my destiny, I had to go and live my dreams. I'm seeing things that a lot of people never seen. Just remember that the family is everything. Music is my life and on the game I put a wedding ring. But I never gave up on my dreams. It's been a long time.
Fame fella, long time coming, Chinaman Records. Let's bring him back on. You know what I'm saying? And you getting ready to have this big concert coming up, you said, with Lynch Mob, JT Money, and everybody. Tell us about that again, man. Where exactly is it at, and who all is going to be there?
You know what I mean? It's going to be a great event. It's got a lot of legendary artists on it. It's called the 2017 Spring Fling. It's going to be March 25th. It's at the Cuban Club, and that's in Tampa, Florida, Ybor City. And the artists that will be performing is, of course, Fresh Kid Ice, Lynch Mob 3 and OG Chili Chill, you know, JT Money from the Poison Clan, got Gucci Crew 2, myself, Fame Fayella, Drill 'Em Out, Monte Cristo, Boy Dirty, Bishop, I Am Tuned. You know what I mean? Then there's supposed to be a few celebrity guests as well. But
wow.
This is all going down again March 25th. It's the 2017 Spring Fling. So that's in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, that's amazing, man, because, you know, that's going to be a legendary thing. Like you said, you have celebrities in the building. You're going to have all kinds of things going on. But it's going to be, you know, like you said, Chinaman Records is there. You seen Chris in action, you know what I'm saying? How crazy does the crowd go when he starts doing some of them classics?
You know what I mean? I got the chance to be able to go on stage with Fresh, you know what I mean, at things like Funk Fest and so forth. But the crowd goes crazy, you know what I mean? They love the classics. They love them all, like, you know, Pop the Coochie, Me So Horny. They love them all. They go nuts. Especially the girls.
I was going to say, hopefully the girls.
Yeah.
What's the reaction, Fame, to your music, then? What is the crowd, how do they perceive your music?
You know what I mean? When I'm out there on the stage, you know what I mean? I could definitely feel the energy from the crowd. All my music is party music, feel-good music. So, you know what I mean? They're all rocking with it. I can feel the energy from the audience, and they're all vibing out.
So it would be fair to say that your music is more about engaging, you know what I'm saying, the crowd. But you being a producer and whatnot, I would imagine though too that you have another side to you where you make music that kind of hits you in the chest, man. Do you have a lot of songs like that?
When I'm making the beat, I'm thinking about not only performing it, but I'm thinking about it as not only that, but as a crowd standpoint, like if I was going to go to this event, is this something I'm going to want to listen to? Am I going to be feeling this bass on my chest? Is this snare going to pop right? You know what I mean? That's when the producer, you know what I mean, being the producer comes into play, that I can play with the beat to be able to play with the crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what's up. Well, you definitely know what you're doing, man. You got a lot of music under your belt, you know what I'm saying, and a lot more to come in the future for sure. What about, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, DJing, man? I know you used to DJ. Do you still do that as well?
I mean, it's been a little bit since I've touched the tables and stuff, but I used to do some online stations and be special guests here and there at the club, but it's really been a little bit now since I DJ and stuff.
Yeah. You're kind of focused on the producer or artist side of things now.
Right. For a little bit, I was even doing, like, the electronic music scene, like EDC type stuff and stuff like festival type music, and I've done about every, you know what I mean, I'm a music lover, so I'm not only in the hip hop, you know what I mean, in all sorts of kind of different music.
See, that's dope too. That, well, I always say that's what makes, you know, some of the best artists, you know, if you're just exclusively in the one thing, you know, obviously your range is not going to be as big as somebody that's in a wide spectrum of music like you're talking about. What is some of your favorite music outside of hip hop?
I mean, I like stuff like Bob Marley. I mean, you can get into some rock stuff as well, but like different things like that. Michael Jackson,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The Beatles. I listen to a lot of old school stuff too.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Definitely. It's good to have that type of a ear. Because that's, you know, as a producer, I imagine that would help with your creativity a lot. So, you know, what's been the feedback you've been getting from, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, your music now? Like on the Chinaman Records compilation, what have people been telling you about Living It Up?
I mean, so far on the Live It Up, it's been getting really good feedback. I've gotten to perform it, you know, once or twice, and the crowd was feeling it. And everybody who've heard the compilation so far, you know what I mean? They said it's a feel-good track, and even some other artists on it have said it's a good track as well. So I'm very appreciative to anybody, again, who's supporting it as well.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, well, I tell you what, you know, we look forward to everything you got coming. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to another track, then we're going to come back and chop it up with you for a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Give everybody all the good stuff, your social media and all that. But first, man, let's give them this one here, man, put a cup on it. I kind of have an idea what this song is about, but I'm going to let you tell the folks what it's about, fam.
So Put a Cup on It is actually the first song that I was introduced with for Chinaman Records. It's all about flipping cup on the ass, so it's Put a Cup on It. If you got an ass, put a cup on it and flip it. Just look up hashtag Put a Cup on It, and you can see all the visuals for it.
Yeah, this old fresh kid ice right away, huh? Once he heard Put a Cup on It, that was it for him, right?
Yeah. This was the introduction for me to Chinaman Records, was Put a Cup on It. So
wow.
The ladies love it. It spread all over the place. If you look anywhere on the online, hashtag Put a Cup on It, is you can see a whole bunch of ladies flipping a cup on it.
There you go, fellas, you're hearing that. You know what I'm saying? Go hashtag Put a Cup on It right now. Here we go. Let's Put a Cup on It. Same fella, Chinaman Records. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back with him. And stick around for the Suicide Pack. Don't go nowhere.
Bat, 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 back it up on me. Throw some blocks on it. Act so fast, she had her sign. Put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it. She got ass so fat, I put a cup on it. No big show.
So she flipped it, I could call the booty a gymnast. Told her I was addicted and that I had to spend it. Gotta get it, see her doing tricks for the vine. Every time that she with it, she know we bound to slide. So shawty, bring it back like my snapback. Then clap, 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 baby, clap, clap, clap. That fat air got me just going mad, mad. Hit a lick on the flick of it, no black man.
It up on me. Throw some blocks on it. Act so fat, she a hurt sign.
Put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it. Put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it.
She use the ass that's going ass out. Come on, baby, drop that air to the ass out. She'll throw that thing out like an asteroid. Two of my chicks in the club got me paranoid. No magic, she gon' do her trick. She gon' slow it down and go faster. Got me gasping, breaths like I got asthma. Damn right, that shorty a dime. Say an astronaut, it's ass a nine. Baby got back, she get it from her mama. Face like an actress, the air be the drama. She a dud, she a dud. Fell in love with how she twerk it, how she move it. Presidential shoes, I had to throw a dub on it. That air so fat that I had to put a cup on it. Get up on me.
Throw some blocks on it.
Act so fat, she a hurt sign.
Put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it.
Are you jiggling, baby? Go ahead, baby. The way she drop it down make me go crazy, yeah. Yeah, this girl is too legit to quit. She dropping to a spit, I mean she to one point to miss. She doing tricks, yeah, I'm going after that. She got my mind doing flips like an acrobat. I get up on it just to show her I can handle that. And then she dropped it lower than the old school Cadillac. But the way she flipped that cup though, she putting on the show and you can find me in the front row. The way she drop it down and bring it up slow. She kill a competition, she cutthroat. No doubt this girl the best I ever seen. She in here doing things that I swear I never seen. The way she move that thing is hard to believe. This girl making it hard for me to breathe.
Back, 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 back it up on me.
Throw some blocks on it.
Act so fat, she a hurt sign.
Put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it, put a cup on it, put a cup on it. That ass so fat, put a cup on it.
Cup on it.
Yeah, there's Fame Fella right there, put a cup on it. Fame, that one right there, you know what I'm saying, I imagine it would have the ladies start putting cups on it out in the crowd. Does that ever happen yet?
I mean, actually, the last time I performed that track was in Detroit at Monte Cristo's event, Red Light District. And there is a girl putting a cup on it while I was doing the performance at the Silver Rain.
There you go, right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody was up there. Fresh Kid Ice, Lynch Mob, JT Money, they were all up there. And I performed that track at Monty's event. You know what I mean? It was, and they actually had a good feedback to it. The girls were putting a cup on it.
Yeah. Shout out to Monte Cristo and you know what I'm saying, no, AKA the horse trainer. We had him on the show the other day and we played a clip of a Lil Yachty song and we got his reaction. It's just priceless. A lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, of today, they're making garbage music. You know, there's no they're mumbling, there's no substance. You being a producer, you know what I'm saying, you're a true artist, you craft, you're talented. How does that make you feel, you know what I'm saying, when you see people, you know, pretty much dumbing down the art form? Is it kind of bad for hip-hop, you think? Or do you think what they do isn't even hip-hop at all, it's something else?
You know, I mean, being a young artist, from a young artist standpoint, you know what I mean, being only 23 and look at it from this view and looking at the game right now, it's just, I feel like ever since Soulja Boy came out, that's where it started. I've been watching the scene ever since I was, 13, 14. I feel like that's when it started. But now everything's mumble rap and this and that, but it's definitely killing. It's not killing hip-hop because hip-hop will always be hip-hop. But I feel like as an artist with true music, I feel like I hope I can eventually step into the industry and make that change with a few others and, you know what I mean, keep it. That's what the goal is, keeping that alive and getting all that. You know what I mean? I feel like it'll go away, though. It'll be a phase, just like everything else.
I'm hoping it's a phase, fame, because it definitely, they shouldn't lump that in with real hip-hop. And who said it the other day? I think, who was it, Pittsburgh? It was Cassidy. Cassidy was like, man, don't even put that stuff in the same category with hip-hop. That's why I respect cats like you, because you're young, you're talented, but you respect those before you. You know what I'm saying? And when you said it yourself, your music knowledge goes back to the 50s. You know, you're getting ready to do a bunch of things with that, too. So, I mean, at the end of the day, my hat's off to you, man, for having an open mind and for paying homage and respect to those before you, man, because that's what those before you did to those before them, you know? So,
I feel like as if you're a new artist out here, you definitely got to pay homage. A lot of people have sacrificed blood, sweat, and tears, even more, you know what I mean? Families, this, that, a lot of stuff to be able to do what people are allowed to do in hip hop today. So I commend everybody and I pay homage to them all.
Yeah, people died. I mean, look, in 2 Live Crew, man, I mean, they had to. You know, they had to have hearings about their music. You know what I mean? Like,
fight for the freedom of speech.
Disrespected. You know. I mean, it's fucking crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But Sam, I wanted to ask you, man, like, how did you hook up with Fresh Kid Ice, man?
I mean, honestly, the way that I hooked up with Fresh was he was doing a show down here in Southwest Florida, and I was actually with a few of my boys and stuff. We were the opening act for the 2 Live Crew. So when after I had performed and I had sent, Link with Fresh and sent him some music from there, you know what I mean? We kind of linked up from there and it was automatic, you know what I mean? He was loving the music. It was a good vibe. I got to meet the rest of the team and from there, you know what I mean? It was history.
Yeah. Now, being from Florida, did you grow up as a 2 Live Crew fan?
I mean, even being so young, I actually, before even meeting Fresh and being a part of the label, I was always in the old school music, being a producer. So I listened to 2 Live. I listened to, you know what I mean, all the old school stuff from Florida.
Yeah. Hell yeah. A classic. You know, like we were talking about Poison Clan, of course, JT Mooney. A lot of good music. Florida is definitely, along with Houston, I think, one of the spots that really jumped it off for the South. So shout out to all them cats down in Florida doing their thing. Shout out to you, Faye, man. I really appreciate you coming back on the show. You're always a humble guest, and I look forward to seeing many big things from you in the future. Before we get out of here, brother, man, if you have any shout outs you want on social media, yeah, you got the floor, man. It's all yours.
You know what I mean? First and foremost, I want to shout out Fresh Kid Ice for making all this possible. I want to shout out the whole Chinaman Records camp for being a family and being a great team. I got to shout out the Murder Master Music Show for always letting me be a guest, showing love to everybody on the team. And, of course, I got to shout out to the family and everybody supporting right now. And if you want to check any of the info, you can follow me on all the social media sites. It's all under Fame Faiella. That's FameFaiella. And then, of course, you can catch me on the Chinaman Records website. That's www.chinamanrecords.net.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Fame, thanks again for coming on the show, brother. Man, look forward to having you back on in the future. Go kill him at that show. Have a good one. And, man, be easy, bro. Take care of yourself.
So I love you guys as well. Salute.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the homie Fame Fela, Chinaman Records, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody at Chinaman Records. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring on the Suicide Pact here in a minute. First, we're going to go to a break. We got a new track up, Pittsburgh, from the Dead Click. I've been telling people, man, I'm not just saying this because these guys are UGS. The Dead Click is the group to watch out for in 2017. I'm telling you guys. It's the homie Scratch LDP, D-Tag, you know what I'm saying, on the beat. Also D-Tag rapping. And then, of course, the homie D-Pain. This is a brand new song. It's called To My Grave. It's man, it's a monster. I'll let you guys check it out. Then we're going to come back with the Suicide Pact. Don't go nowhere.
Now what?
I don't know. Seems no matter what I try, I think. If I could just get some money together, just enough to buy some food and pay the rent, I could think clearly without these pressures.
Just a little money for food and rent, is that it? Is that all you want out of life?
I guess so.
Sometimes I want to scream like it's nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab a shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle? I stay blowing a purple, just to ease the pain. Hit drink a 50 Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I want to scream like it's nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab a shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle? In my Chevy, in my office, breaking down a brick of pine. Half a bird, a quarter brick, all the way down to a dime. 4-5 strapped up in case a motherfucker gotta rock. Swear to God, I never tell. Say my secret straight to hell. Sipping on a 50 Henny, smoking on some sticky icky. Having conversations with the devil on the daily. I feel possessed when I'm thugging, even Jesus couldn't say me. You're a product of a bad seat. Make them choke like bad weed. I need to get up out the street before I'm going to the street. Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab a shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle? I stay blowing a purple, just to ease the pain. And drink a 50 Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab a shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle?
Waking up again, another day I've been to strive. To be making ends meet, just enough to get by. Man, I gotta stay on top, I get my own that's motivated. See me lately at the club, I don't think you can relate. On the daily, I've been working on my shit, no playing games. Time for change up in this bitch and get that paper, ain't that strange? How you sit for many years, thinking what am I to do? Now it's now or never, do it, doing what you gotta do. Set it up, be on your shit like any day could be your last. No, I ain't tripping yet, I feel like I gotta wake up from the past. It's a task to put in change, but necessary like a beat. The one that's bumping in the beat of life and be the best you be. I don't give a fuck about my rhyme, I spit the wheel in here. I got my mind set, no you ain't gon' make that disappear. Ain't no prisoner to nobody but myself, and I'm the god. The only one that holds the key to life is me, fuck, I'm in charge.
Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab a shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle? I stay blowing a purple, just to ease the pain. And drink a 50 Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab a shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle?
I thought I'm gonna let the wizard away, taking the seat to avoid the pain. All of these bills I cannot pay, stacking up. I guess
against the loner, gets to suffer.
Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, head and grab the shovel. I look into the sky for answers, can you see my struggle? I stay blowing on purple, just to ease the pain. And drink a bit to Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, head and grab the shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle?
Yeah, we're back, everybody. Murder Master Music Show, episode 375. We just had Fame Fail. You just heard the Dead Click. Now we're going to bring on the Suicide Pack here in a minute, man. These guys, man, Patrick, you know these guys, man. Tell us about the Suicide Pack a little bit before I bring them on. Hopefully they're still alive and haven't killed themselves. Tell us about them.
Yeah, man, they're good friends of mine, man, and good friends of Super Smash Brothers. The Super Smash Bros.
Shout out to the Super Smash Brothers, Indiana.
Yeah, always. But, yeah, man, they're good dudes, man. They're from Utah. Influenced, you know, by Isham and Nodis, man, trying to, you know, carry on that style of music and shit, man. They've collabed with a lot of those guys and shit. A lot of people love their shit, man. It's nice to have them on, man.
That's what's up. You said they're out of Utah. Yeah, the last time I really remember, well, there's another group out of Utah we had on the show, the Deadwalkers. Shout out to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's hip hop scenes all over the place, man. Let's bring on the Suicide Pack. Suicide Pack, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you guys doing out there?
Hey, fellas.
Oh, man, doing real good. We're having a hell of a show because two different contrasts, two different styles of guests, and, you know what I'm saying, now we're here with you guys. You guys are, you know what I'm saying, the Suicide Pack. When did you guys first started making music?
It was 1999, and on a funny note, we were actually thinking the same shit about the contrast between the two artists. It's actually a little bit humorous to us, but I think that it's dope. But, yeah, we started in 1999 with a project called Cerebus. It was a kind of a morph, like a metamorphosis of the Cerberus, the three-headed dog from hell. It's a Greek mythological legend. And it was me, Og here, Mr. Skull. I'm Hollow, by the way, and also Wrecked Hearse. And we came up with this project called Cerebus back in 1999. And that spawned off a couple of different groups. We didn't really form Suicide Pact until about, I don't know, like 5 years ago. And it really kind of changed our metamorphosis of, like, our what we thought of the type of music that we should make. We it kind of transformed us. It built this honesty with us. We used to just try to be, you know, what the genre of horrorcore is, and it kind of made us step back and, you know, focus on real life, because the scariest shit in life is real life, right?
Yeah.
We realized that we had so much to say from our own lives that was more horror than most horror movies these days, these PG-13 horror movies. It's scary how real, you know, that stuff is, and we all got it.
Well,
so
you're right.
There you go.
Not to cut you off, but you're right, you know, some of the realest music, you know what I'm saying, is about the most painful, dark things. Like last night, for example, we have another show called The Church of Reality. Last night's subject was parents who kill their children. And we were talking about all these horrible things, like one guy cut his disabled son's head off in the kitchen sink. You know, it's a fucked up world out there, and I appreciate people like yourselves who touch on fucked up subjects. Do you guys do you guys like talk about like, you know, cannibalism and things of that nature?
We used to touch a lot more on the murder, death, kill type shit anymore.
Yeah.
Our music is generally based on our emotions and kind of the negativity that we feel, and it really, if you listen to us, it'll sound really fucking dark. Pardon my French.
Uh-huh.
It'll sound really dark, but if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's blatant honesty. We're trying to reach for that bright light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't exist. And that's kind of what we're expressing.
Yeah.
Without
you don't gotta watch your language.
I truly appreciate the light.
Yeah, you don't gotta watch your language, man. This ain't fucking
yeah.
Nah,
you
ain't gotta
worry about it.
This ain't DJN people.
yeah, DJN people.
That's a typical Tom thing about it.
It ain't the lamestream.
Yeah.
It definitely ain't the lamestream. But you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys have been together for a long time making music, you know what I'm saying. For somebody, you know, we're going to let him hear in a minute, but for somebody who hasn't heard your music before, how would you guys best describe your sound? Is it like acid rap? Is it like Isham? Or is it something different?
Me personally, I like to explain it as, I know this will sound a little bit weird, but Nine Inch Nails type music, like the instrumentation is Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson lyrics, and Beastie Boys vocals.
Wow.
But I don't know, I guess we're more influenced by Isham and Vinnie Paz than any other artist, both me and Mr. Skull here.
Oh, yeah. To name a few, we could have a whole show about influences.
Yeah.
Vinny Paz and Isham, I mean, those two phenomenal artists, you know what I'm saying, to be inspired by. You know what I'm saying? Both of them are lyrical as hell. And Isham is very, very creative. His beats, his concepts, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff he does is definitely something out this fucking atmosphere, as he would say. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Something from a different planet. So being in Utah,
I like that,
you know, we've had other guys from Utah on the show. Man, what's the hip-hop scene like over there? Is there a big rap scene
there? We're not real close, but we're actually pretty close with Kendrick, the cat from Dead Walkers.
Yeah, you guys did a show with him, right?
Heck, he goes by Psychosis. We're kind of friends with him. A lot of the artists that we actually do work with, though, are out of state. A lot of our work happens over the internet.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad, but the hip hop scene here in Utah isn't quite as strong as we'd like it to be.
But the good news with that is, with that said, there's some really decent talent here. It's just it's kind of lame as far as playing shows here, because quite honestly, we've had several shows that maybe we had 50 people. But obviously, a small show sometimes can be a really good one, you know, if you get that live crowd. And so with that said, the scene here is decent. As far as the talent pool, it's a decent talent pool here. Absolutely. Deadwalkers, ourselves, some killers here.
Yeah, but
you said, like, a lot of the people you interact with are online, but that's kind of a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Your collaborations, man, you collaborated with Isham, Mastermind, Daniel Jordan, Dice. I mean, you know, that's a nice little, you know, that those are nice credits there, man. I'm sure all those guys were on your bucket list to do records with them. But is there anybody that you really want to do a record with?
Oh, Vinnie Paz.
Yeah, he's the next one.
Again,
sure.
Vinnie Paz.
You got to get Pistol Pazzy on there.
Vinnie is definitely anti-lamestream. He's also anti-Illuminati. I mean, he came up with a lot of early songs on early on that was exposing that type of stuff. Secret societies and things of that nature. What's your thought on that in rap?
I'm a huge political fan when it comes to rap. Immortal Technique to me is another one that he's another one that heavily inspired me, along with Mr. Skull here. Immortal Technique is also one of the most political rappers that's still making music today. I know that there are many out there, you know, Dead Prez and, you know, quite a few out there that are huge. I mean, Public Enemy was really big with it, but when it comes to who's still making music, even though he hasn't had an album come out in the last few years, I think Immortal Technique is one of the biggest voices in political hip-hop, and I absolutely love it. I don't know. What about you, Skull?
Hard to disagree with that. Probably dig a little bit deeper into Public Enemy myself, just, you know.
That's what I tell people all the time, man. Like, Public Enemy, like, they're great, man, and it's timeless. They're one of the more important hip-hop groups ever, man. And I tell people that all the time, that we still have that with rappers like Dead Prez, Mortal Technique, Saigon, all those guys, man. Like, they still make that music, man. You know what I mean? Yep. And you're right. Like, Immortal Technique, like, that is 100% of his music. You know what I mean? Like, he focuses 100% to, like, the political cause, which, you know, same with Dead Prez. Like, it's not just a couple tracks here and there. Like, they focus their whole, their whole thing is about that, which is dope, man. Like, that's good. We need music like that.
I agree 100%. I like to consider myself a woke. Like, I don't look at this country like, you know, it's ran by the President of the United States and everything is ran by government officials. I actually look at things like everything is ran by corporations. You know, man used to make money. Now I think money makes the man. I think that, you know, God in the old school and everything like that, it was a bunch of weird, you know, idols and everything like that. And then it kind of branched off into, you know, Islam and Christianity and Judaic and everything like that and Buddha and everything like that. Now I think that the planet's God is money. And I think that people worship money. And I really believe that most political systems throughout this world are completely ran by corporations and people that are hungry for money. Most of our third world countries out there aren't hungry for resources. They have the resources, but they're selling those resources for dirt cheap prices to get shipped overseas to Americans and Europeans, you know, to buy. And instead of them being able to keep themselves fed and, you know, try to get themselves drinking water, instead they're trying to work in a factory or some plantation or some fucking farm for 20 cents a fucking week. You know, it's bullshit. Sorry. End of rant. I apologize.
No, I agree. Oh, man. You're saying good shit.
It's amazing, you know, with I agree with Don Hollow 100%, and that's just that there's so many good underground, you know, hip-hop artists that are just love to expose the truth. And, you know, that's kind of that transformation that we went through about, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. We were called Demon Halo before, and we transformed into Suicide Pact. The funny thing is, we were actually doing an album that we were going to call Suicide Pact, and we all kind of came to the consensus that, you know, we should actually rename ourselves Suicide Pact, and we went with that cause. So, that's kind
of our... The spelling of your name is dope as fuck.
Yeah, my wife killed herself, and it really kind of... It made me reflect on things as myself, as an individual. It made me look at myself and how I used to feel and the stupid things that I used to say about ending my life, and I got 2 children. And my wife killed herself, and then I was looking at myself like I was an asshole because I used to always say to myself, you know, I should just fucking end it, and I actually attempted suicide. I failed, but, of course, because I'm here talking to you. But anyway, like, I did a bunch of stupid shit like that, and then my wife kills herself, and it kind of shows you, you know, what life is and how precious of a gift it is. And I've still got my children. And I got to tell you, it's something that woke me up, and it actually kind of changed what our group was. And it made us a lot more honest, and it brought out a darkness that we never really had before. We used to have the darkness of, you know, eating aborted fetuses and, you know, fucking a dead chick or, you know, stupid things like that. And now it's more like inner turmoil and inner darkness, and it's kind of a work of art.
I'm real sorry to hear that, man. And I'm very glad you didn't do the same thing, because, like you said, you need to be there for your kids, especially after them losing a mom, man. Does the music help you cope with that? Is the music kind of like your therapy or your release?
The microphone is our therapist. Both of us, in fact, all three of us, Rex Hurst, who isn't here, all three of us, the microphone is our fucking therapist. We love it.
There's nothing greater. There's no better day to me than spend, two or three hours creating a track and then spend, two or three hours writing lyrics and rehearsing it. I mean, that's a day for me. I love that. You zone out, you put them headphones on, and, you can actually escape the world for a little bit. And that's a good thing. We all need our outlet.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ours.
That's just real shit, man, because, a lot of people, they don't put their pain, in their music. They hide it away, man. I really like the artists that put it out there like that, because there's other people out there that are going through it or have been through it, and they can relate, So shout out to you guys for making music like that, because it's needed. It really is, man.
Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you, man. Without further ado, let's give them a track, man. Let's go with this one here, Breathe, first. Tell everybody about this one, kind of intro for us, fellas.
Well, it's kind of our testimony to sitting back and watching the world burn. It's even though everybody has their troubles, everybody has their problems, sometimes the best thing for you to do is just sit back and breathe.
It's that old saying, where people are like, take a deep breath, just take a couple of deep breaths. Sometimes you get so caught up in the situation, it's like you subconsciously just forget to fucking breathe. The most simplest thing, just breathe. Remain calm.
Definitely. Well, here it is, Breathe by the Suicide Pack, right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. Be right back.
I'm guessing my next test will be my final grade. Shit, this game of death, I'm playing it raised and came up from dog shit. Stepping on great pots real quick, with no repentance, I'm talking shit. Spitting hot lead clips non-stop, dropping napalm on top your kids. Splitting wigs off soldiers' shoulders without orders. Lickety-split, I'm like a dyke. Telling these words, I'm writing right before I'm reciting them at midnight. In the dark, it's like my lyrics spiritually enlightening them. Fuck biting them, I'm forgetting that wretched place while on my way home. Once my lunchbox hits the table, I'm gone. Drunk and stone bleeding.
I'm the son of scrap, praying to God, but don't hold your breath. Keep looking to the sky to see your death. Motherfucker, believe, just take a glance. Just shut the fuck up and give it half a chance. You're putting up fast like a shooting star. Keep going for the goal, but I seem so far. But I break on through, I'll never quit. This puzzle is odd and the pieces fit. I've come so far, but I'll never look back. Won't think about it twice as I fade to black. And even at the end, I won't hesitate. No time to wait, can't steal my fate. Put it on my back, I can take the weight. I'm better through you, don't need your hit. So make a move, what do you recommend? So speak the truth and don't pretend. Just take control, no need to leave. Take a stand, motherfucker, all you do is breathe.
Real shit. Real fucking shit, man. Breathe. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I be working on the website and stuff or doing editing on the videos or something, I got to tell myself to breathe. Or just a little, when shit gets rough in general, man, you got to sit down. You got to calm the fuck down a bit and just take a breath.
I remind myself,
you know,
all the time.
It's real shit, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate that. That's the biggest compliment we could possibly receive. Seriously, we want, that's what we're shooting for, is we want to, you know, be real. We don't want to, you know, portray some falsehood. We're not trying to say that we're, you know, fucking gangbangers, or we're not trying to say that we're serial killers. We're not trying to say that we're, you know, anything like that. We're just, it's like I was saying, it's kind of like our therapist. Every single time we step up to the microphone, we're just venting. It's just
the listener is our shrink, really, at the end of the day. Or the microphone. Ultimately, it comes back to the listener, obviously. But, yeah, just real shit. That's what it's all about.
You guys, you know what I'm saying, like when you do your shows, what's the perception that you guys get from the crowd? How does the crowd perceive your performance and your music?
We've had some misses. We've had one or two shows in which it was just bad. We had a horrible reaction, but we've also had, you know, seven or eight shows in which the reaction is very pleasing. Everybody seems to like it.
They've been surprised. They realize our lyrics meant so much, and we've heard a lot of that. But to step back to what Don said, we've never been booed off stage or anything. We just had people kind of looking around confused. It was almost like it was too real for them, and I don't know. They probably expected us to be, and when I say this, I don't say this in a negative way at all, you know, but maybe they thought, you know, we were something, a different flavor of hip-hop, you know, and then all of a sudden we come on stage, you know, like the Sith Lord, you know, with all this, oh, you know. It's not even that it's overly dark and gloomy, but at the same time, if you're not really listening to the lyrics, you know, you're just listening to the tones and, you know, the general flow of it, you're going to miss some shit, you know. But that's another beauty in our music is we have so many, like, bridges lyrically from one song to the next. I know Don takes, you know, big pride in, like, pumping a lot of names of my songs into his shit and vice versa. We're actually working on solo albums right now too, so we're gonna be all album and
That's what I was gonna ask you guys. And like you guys all do solo shit too, right? Every one of you, right?
We do. I hadn't done one in years, like maybe 10 years. Really, I'd just been focusing on, you know, what me and Don and Rick Terse, aka Biff. have been working on, but about a month or two ago, Don and I both said, you know what? Well, I think Don had actually been planning it for like a year, maybe even longer.
More
like,
than
I'm doing another solo album. And I said, well, you know, goddamn, that's inspiring to me. It's time for me to do a Skull solo album. And that's what we're working on right now. And, another thing that actually really influenced the hell out of me recently was that new Super Smash Bros. Album. Man, those guys kicked ass on that album. Good to hear your boys, you know, put out something good and get you pumped, too, for your own shit, so.
Yeah, you guys are on that album, right?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
We is.
It's a song called Echoes. It's about voices in your head. And I kind of placed the verses where they were, and I put mine at the way end of the song because I just stepped into a, like I was saying, it was like a fucking vocal booth in which I was just sitting there with my priest, or I don't want to say that because the microphone didn't molest me, but, you know, like a therapist. And I just literally was talking about a neurological disorder that I'm actually diagnosed with, that I'm actually borderline schizophrenic. And
so those lyrics are real as shit.
Like, I really am. I do hear voices, but they're inaudible. Like, I don't know what they're saying. I just hear mumbling, and the mumbling to me is chanting, "You're not worthy," over and over and over. And I get that, and it repeats in my head for like 10 to 15 days straight every couple of months. And the thing that I do to keep it at bay is medical marijuana. And medical marijuana isn't even in Utah, so I just self-medicate with marijuana. And it keeps me from hearing.
That's natural medicine for just about any fucking thing. But when you hear these voices, man, that's a scary thing, man. For somebody that hasn't gone through it, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to take a couple callers. But for someone who hasn't gone through it, man, how the hell do you cope with that? That would drive me fucking insane. Well, you just said how you cope with that, the marijuana. But let's just say there's a marijuana shortage. What do you do?
I write lyrics. I write lyrics.
Okay.
That's it. I write lyrics, smoke weed.
He has several methods. I'm with him a lot, so I know.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, hey, we got a caller for you guys, Suicide Pact.
Word.
All the way, we got a couple international callers, man. The first one here is from Canada, CB. CB in the place to be.
Yeah,
yourself, CB.
Nice.
What up, boys?
Hey, Chris.
What's
Chris
happening?
Chris is our graphic designer, by the way. He's actually a part of the clique. He's the non-vocal member of Suicide Pact.
Love you, bud.
What up?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, that's what's up. So you do all their art, man. I'm looking at a lot of their artwork, you know what I'm saying? And I'm loving it, man. What about this one here? It's like a dope-ass drawing, you know what I'm saying? It's on the website over at UGSForLife.com. Matter of fact, if you want to check out Suicide Pact and learn a little bit more about it, go to UGSForLife.com, click on the Artist of the Month. But that graphic I got up there is dope as hell. Did you do that, Chris?
No, that's what's his name? DAC.
Diesel Arts Production.
Okay.
Diesel Arts Production. What
it.
The hell is the cat's name? I can't remember.
He's a
Jason,
good dude, though.
Or, I want to say Jason something.
Yeah,
I don't know
I don't remember the cat's name.
But you
anyway,
do,
he's
like,
a pretty artist, yeah.
Like you do their promo and stuff like that?
Yeah, I just do a lot of their cut and paste kind of, you know, all the other shit. Pretty much everything else you see at Suicide Pact.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
Chris does a lot of stuff. He's kind of like our Facebook hype guy, and he's got videos, you know, uploaded to YouTube for us. Chris does a lot of shit. He actually helps us out, too, when we've got an album that we're getting ready to drop, you know, and we're getting ready to do final mixes and all that. We'll send tracks back and forth, you know, collaborate with Chris.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good ear. Chris has
send him everything before it's released to the public.
You know, he listens to so much hip-hop. I mean, so do we. But when you're, you know, getting that final mix on an album, we always, you know, try to get it on a vote, you know, on a consensus, and we all come to an agreement. We at least agree to agree. We've never gotten mad at one another over it, but he helps.
It's like,
helps out in so many ways.
It's like friends with benefits.
It is.
But without benefits.
Friends with benefits.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's like I get all the fucking – it's nice.
Yeah, and
you
Chris
get to check out the music before it hits the streets. You know, before it goes online. I mean, that's dope. I got a lot of people that send me music too. I'm hearing stuff all the time, and that's a good part about being in the industry. You get to sample the food before it's served to the rest of the public, so to speak.
right.
How did you guys hook up with CB? How did you guys all meet?
Really,
it's funny. God, Chris, how long ago was it? Like 9 years
eight.
Ago. Like 9 years ago, almost. Me
almost,
and him were
almost a decade, man.
Part of this Juggalo fan page on Facebook. I wasn't really a Juggalo. He still was. I tapered off of it, but I was a fan of it just to see other artists, such as I think at that time it was Blaze and Misery that I was influenced by a little bit, kind of like them. Twisted's okay, but I'd rather not. But, yeah, me and him became friends, and I told him, you know, I was in this group. And sure as shit, he made a flyer for our first show. The very first show we ever played in, what, 2000?
Mm-hmm. That was really
no,
wow.
Was
our
yeah, it was
third,
like our
third.
Second show, and it was like 2000.
But either way, Chris has been there from, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
Just helping us out. Started small, and his role has obviously gotten bigger. Hey, on that picture, just so you know, CB's the guy in the middle.
Yep, the one with the D shirt and the bandana on. That
bandana
Chris.
On. That's the artist's depiction of Chris.
Oh, okay.
Jason Smith, that's his name.
Jason Smith,
that's
That's the artist.
Jason. But that's a totally uncommon name, too. I've never heard that name before. Anywhere. Anywhere. All jokes aside, we got another caller. We got a couple callers. I'm going to bring on the first one. He's all the way in France. Chris, I know you're in Canada. I don't know if you know any French or not, but help me in case Suicide Pact cannot understand the one and only Sinister. Sin, how you doing, brother?
Sin, what up? I'm fine. Hi, Scott and Brendan. Hi, Suicide Pact. Yes, tell us about your track Dope Game you did with Isham and Mr. Nine on the Near Death Experience album, and tell us also about this album.
You guys got
which
that
one?
Near Death Experience? Yeah, he wants to know about Near Death Experience, and he wants to know about Dope Game with Isham and Master Nine.
Oh. The beat was made by Beat Geeks. It has Isham and Mastermind on it. It was actually kind of a financial decision that I made with the project. I got a collab with Isham, and I traded it with another person for another collab with Isham. It's actually one of the tracks that I'm very proud of. It's me, Mr. Skull here, like the two of us, Isham and Mastermind. Isham did the chorus, Mastermind did a verse, and we weren't actually in the studio with him. We have met Mastermind, and I have actually sat down for a drink with him once, but, like, we've never met Isham.
Never Met the
Unholy. Yeah, that was the collab to the Yeah, yeah, that track turned out killer.
Yeah.
What was that, though?
Yeah. Where did you meet Mastermind at? You just came at a show or some shit?
Actually, I a couple of different times. He was at Graffiti's here in Salt Lake. He was at Five Monkeys one of the times that I met him, and that's where I had a drink with him. And those are the only two places. I shouldn't act like it's like been numerous times, but I have actually seen him live three times. Two of the times I actually met with him, and one of the times he actually had a shot with us.
He's like the nicest dude on the planet. I myself have never, this is Skull again, by the way, I've never actually personally met him, but I've chatted with him several times, you know, over Facebook, and he's just the coolest dude. You know, I would just say things like, hey, you know, track number 7 on I can't even think of it.
Uranium?
Yeah, on Uranium. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, you like that cowbell shit. I mean, he's just the most down-to-earth guy. And I think I even heard Daniel George say on an interview before how nice he is. Seriously, he's like the nicest dude on the planet. He's a badass on the microphone, too. Jeez,
shout out to Mastermind. Yeah, he is, man. He's a dope artist. He's real humble.
He is.
You know what I'm saying? His longevity is ridiculous, man. The guy has 25 years.
Oh, I know.
Been since the first Nottis. Rest in peace to TNT too, because that album is fucking timeless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really timeless. We got another caller for you guys. 765. What's up? Homie, who is this?
What up? This is Mr. DKB from the Super Smash Bros.
Oh, Super Smash Bros. Building. Stoplight City.
Yeah.
Available right now, man.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good. Good. I was calling in to show love.
Oh, man.
Suicide Pact showing love to UGS. Both family right there.
Yeah,
we're actually in talks. We're in the early stages of planning an album, like all of us, like a super group. It's kind of, it's interesting. We don't know where it's going to go or what exactly we're going to do with it, but we're actually thinking about putting together an EP or something together.
And we also have a Super Smash Bros. Set up for a track on the Skull album and one on the Hollow album too, so... Yeah, we're going to be collabing with these guys a lot. So, I mean, they're good guys. They're talented as hell. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. And they're down for
appreciate that.
We are, too. So, it's easy to know.
And real quick, while we got DJB on the line, man, that fucking album you just saw, we were just talking about it.
Shit, yeah.
That shit. Everybody's talking about that shit, man. Did you know when you put that shit together it was going to be like this, man?
Hell no.
'80s baby is my shit. '80s baby is like the shit.
Look,
man.
That's a hit record, man. That's a hit record
in my life.
Like if that shit was heard by like somebody in the mainstream, like that's a hit record. You know what I'm saying?
Well, go push that shit.
Tell me if this is
true.
Like,
don't call your buddies up
like
at the drink club and tell them to play it.
Yeah, for real, though. As soon as I heard that shit, I'm like, man, that shit should be everywhere. That's a hit record, man. Like, y'all made it. Like, that's a legit, like, a legitimate hit record. Like, that could be a top 10 hit, without a doubt.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We just threw some shit together.
We didn't know it was going to pop off like it is, but I'm glad everybody liked it, man.
Yeah, it's dope, man. I'm stuck on it right now, for real.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
no, I
appreciate you hooking us up too, man. For real. Real talk.
Ain't no problem. You know, I got to show love where people show love to you.
Hell yeah.
I got more fans outside my city than in my city.
That's what I've been hearing, man, from a lot of people. You know, a lot of people got more of a fan base sometimes on the other side of the world than they do in their own backyard. And it's crazy how it happens. But that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's a good thing because you could take your music to those different places.
If we,
you know,
that's
you guys
one thing.
Going to hit
one
the road and do any touring?
That's one crucial key to what we're doing that we have not been able to figure out is how to tap into the fan base in our local scene. The most people we played for was about, 175 people?
Maybe.
seriously, like close to 200 people is the most people we've ever performed for, and it's actually kind of discouraging, but most of our fan base is actually located in Michigan. We have a lot of followers in Ohio, and then our third state is Texas, which is kind of funny. We have a couple international fans, you know, but not very many, like a total of about 20. And I'm going over all of our websites and everything like that. This is, you know, I kind of manage us. But really, it's actually difficult. We have not gone on tour. We've thought about it. The only problem is, you know, all of us are adults. We've got kids, and me and Og, anyway. Jeff is in working right now, but the two of us, me and Og, you know, we've been working. Like, we have a 9-to-5 job every day, you know, 5 days of the week, and it, you know, if we were to go on tour, we'd be losing a lot of money that we need for things like our kids and the roof over our head, and water,
that.
And electricity,
that's
and shit like that.
Ed Sheeran said the same thing, you know, that's why he, you know, doesn't go on tour because he's staying at home raising his children. And so at the end of the day, you can't do nothing but respect that, man. Hats off to you for that, you know. But I really want to thank you guys, man, for, you know what I'm saying, coming on the show and for definitely repping what we're doing. I really appreciate you guys, Suicide Pack. But we're going to go off into this song, Dope Game. But before we do, you know what I'm saying, before we do get out of here, I want to give you guys the floor, man. You got the floor to tell everybody, but you know, your social media and all that, and any shout outs you want to give, and you guys got the floor, brother.
All right. The key website, www.suizid3pakt.com. That's suicidepack.com, only spelt kind of funny. You can look us up on Facebook, spelling the same. We're also on SoundCloud, spelling the same, soundcloud.com/suicidepack, reverbnation.com/suicidepack. If any of you guys ever want to check us out or anything like that, you can always hit up Jack Torrance, same spelling as the character in The Shining, the movie and book from Stephen King. That's me. I don't use my real name on social media because I'm not a puppet. And then you can also look up August Skull, which is Og Dog here. And I'm sure if you were to look him up on Facebook, you would see a couple of Link Star shit.
Oh yeah.
And
Data Pit.
We gotta say, you know, thank you GK for fucking letting us come on, and you know, you guys are fucking wonderful.
And this is Skull. I got a handful of shout-outs. First off, I want to start off with my boy Hollow here, Rex Hurst, his family, my kids who are at home, you guys, MMMS. I'm doing a lot of uhs here. I don't want to forget anyone. Obviously, Chris, everyone on the Suicide Pack page. I want to thank Vinny Paz, Beastie Boys, Public Enemy, Super Smash Brothers. God, I love those guys. And thanks for having us on, guys. Oh, and then the other thing I want to add, too, is we do have 4 albums for download. Go to datapiff.com and type our name. You can get NDE.
Datapiff.
Oh,
DatPiff.com.
DatPiff. Sorry, not DataPiff. DatPiff.com. Thank you for correcting me. But you can get near-death experience, closer to death. You can get our mixtape, and also you can get DH4.
Yeah, we want to thank you for calling. We want to thank you for calling us UGK instead of UGS.
Hey, man, that is honest. I'm the white bun B. And,
I'm cool with that.
Sorry, I'm Barshnicket. I've got probably like 17 or 18 beers in me right now.
Yeah, he got professionally ready for the interview, guys. I apologize.
you guys are phenomenal guests, man, and you brought a lot of real shit tonight, and I appreciate it. And we look forward to having you guys on again in the future. You know, same with the
Absolutely.
Super Smash
We'd love it.
Maybe we'll do a round table, you know what I'm saying, with both groups or something. And throw a few other people.
Maybe I'll have them guests on my show, man. Maybe I'll have them on my show.
Yeah. We got your show coming
Absolutely,
out.
Absolutely, guys.
You know,
we'd love it. Just send us the invite. We'll be there.
Definitely. And before you guys go, though, do you guys got an album that's coming out in the future we can look forward to?
Beast Mode. Beast Mode is going to be out. We're looking at, like, the middle of next year. It's our baby. It is literally so precious that we are scared to drop it. It is done recording, but we want to tweak it. We do not want to release it until it is phenomenal. And so we don't want to give a release date yet. It's kind of a surprise, but this is something that we've been working on for the last couple of years, like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And it is phenomenal. It will have Mastermind, Sutter Kane, Isham, Daniel Jordan, quite a few.
Did you say Sutter's on there?
Yeah.
Sutter.
Quite a few people on there that are, you know, very recognizable in the underground music, and it is actually quite a piece of work. Like, it's something that when I listen to it, it personally can almost bring tears to my eyes. It is a phenomenal piece of art. And once we get all of the graphic design and all the schematics for the album cover and track listing and everything all finalized and get a couple little odds and ends vocally cleaned up, we will release it. But it's not something that we want to rush because, you know, you can't rush perfection.
No, I tell you what, I look forward to it. And you guys got my word, you know what I'm saying, when you get ready to drop it, let's bring it on the show, man. Let's
Absolutely.
Do some tracks, chop it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if we forgot, you guys are the artist of the month. Before, well, I don't think we mentioned that. They're the artist of the month. Right
Yeah, I did. Yes, but you mentioned it again, man. Go to their site, UGSForLife.com. Suicide Pack Artist of the Month. Thank you for fucking with us. You're going to be archived over there for life. Well, not for life. The life of UGS for life, which is the life of however long it'll be. Hopefully another 50 years or some shit like that. I don't know. But
yeah,
it'll be there as long as,
well,
as long as it's
it
there.
Going,
yeah, man.
Give
and,
situation for sure, man. We'll help you out as much as we can. Because we love you guys.
Much respect to y'all. And one more thing before we go. Intro this this dope-ass track, Dope Game.
It's basically the first song that we ever got the pleasure to work with Isham on. And basically it's kind of our reflection of what America is dealing with this drug epidemic. A shitload of people are dying from, you know, illegal narcotics, but even more are dying from prescription narcotics. It's awful. And what we're doing is we're kind of taking a spin on it and saying, you know, instead of selling drugs or something that's harmful to people, we're selling a peace of mind. We're selling, you know, the wicked shit.
Yeah.
Pardon my French. I don't mean to quote Isham. Sorry, E. But, you know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to put real life on the mic again. And that's what we're dealing is like a drug to us. When we're producing this music and when we're putting it all together, it's kind of like manufacturing crack cocaine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No other way to explain it. We take that beat and we strain it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, fellas. This is Suicide Pact, Dope Game, right here on the Murder Master Music Show, UGSForLife.com. Shout out to Suicide Pact. Shout out to Fame Fella. And everybody that's tuning in, man, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we got the homie Overcome, who just reached out to us on Twitter out of the blue, sent us music, dope as fuck, decided to bring him on the show. That's how we do it.
Nice.
UGSForLife.com.
Amen.
Dope game, cocaine, slang the shit like no thing. Nigga, keep talking stupid, you'll have no brain. You ain't getting money fast, move to the slow lane. You wonder how I make a killing, you don't know, man. Dope man, that's what they be yelling. When cocaine, weed, and speed is what you're selling. And that strong steroid, what you're smelling. You wind up dead if your ass be telling.
I set up shop, bong, hitting hydroponic, chronic, sipping gin and tonic, tripping, chopping rocks, a funeral parlor product, sending wicked narcotics, and I ziplock and pocket it. Walk out on the block with it, trying to make a profit off it if you want it. Bitch, you know I got it, I'm in the business. No matter what your trip is, the omen gets a dope bitch. Shit, I'm holding bricks up here, uncut wicked hymns, and now you're comatose, mind blown to bits. Once you smoke that shit, my flow's so potently dope. It's like an overdose, a blow up your nose, leaving both nostrils chopped full of cocaine, going straight up to your brain. I'm in your tongue and your face. Can't you take some coca, but your heart's racing in this
dope game. Cocaine, slang the shit like no thing. Nigga, keep talking stupid, you'll have no brain. You ain't getting money fast, move to the slow lane. You wonder how I make a killing, you don't know, man. Dope man, that's what they be yelling. When cocaine, weed, and speed is what you're selling. And that strong steroid, what you're smelling. You wind up dead if your ass be
right.
Telling.
Get your mail, boy. Everything for sale, boy. Do it some wicked shit, like a devil in hell, boy. Package it and ship it, like that bitch. Flip it, trying to survive long enough to count every digit. Out here taking aim, I came to bang this lane. You can either become a boss or pay the ultimate cost, or you can straight up get your head blew off in the dope game.
Can you want that thing? No shame, burning from my flame. Another strain burning stains in your brain. It's important to contain. Another way to explain it. We take that beat and we strain it. Mastermind and liquid drainer, when you know we go rain it. Each shaman, the yeoman, are laying down all these verses to extend wicked curses. Mr. Skull disperses. Your condition may worsen, but we got yourself a fix for your brain as it drains. Another victim of the dope game. Cocaine, slang the shit like no thing. Nigga, keep talking stupid, you'll have no brain. You ain't getting money fast, move to the slow lane. You wonder how I make a killing, you don't know, man. Dope man, that's what they be yelling. When cocaine, weed, and speed is what you're selling. And that's